Just recently, as we've seen with Guantanamo Bay, there's been a big discussion in the United States about how to care for those people who are not state actors. Al-Qaeda, for example, or the Taliban, if you will, don't represent a state. They represent an ideology. So there is one argument that they are not prisoners of war because they are not members of a state. On the other hand, people argue, well, any combatant needs to be treated humanely. And so in 2006, the Supreme Court came down with a decision in Hamdan versus Rumsfeld, who was then Secretary of State, to say we do have to treat them. They didn't turn them prisoners of war, but they do have to be treated under the conventions and given a military trial, and they do have to be treated humanely.